Welcome to Sister Sofa, where we make you feel right at home.
Dollars in the building.
Sha here posted up to talk reality, more specifically what?
Reality TV.
In our first episode, we're going to cover the hot dating reality show Ready to Love on the OWN Network. For its second season, the chosen location this time around is Houston, Texas. But there's a slight twist. These dating hopefuls have been secluded to a resort where they are expected to mix, mingle, and get to know each other without a legitimate place to run or hide.
You can't hide.
There are a couple of themes, though, that we'd like to bring to the fore and discuss this season. So let's jump right into it.
Let's dive, baby. I'm with it.
All right. So number one, how really ready are we are to love? Number two, are we ready to fall in love with the truth about ourselves? And number three, final, do we truly believe that we never get a second chance to make a first impression?
First impressions. Let's get it started.
Okay.
Chris. Chris, my man, the hot seat too.
You mean Fuchsia. That was Fuchsia.
Listen, same energy. Hot pink, Fuchsia.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey.
Like, I mean, he says that he wants to find something real, but he's leading with his abs instead of the gift of gab, like my brother. What's up?
Let me say this. I think that the wardrobe people did an excellent job with showcasing Chris's character through his attire. As he does make a living in the public eye as a DJ, he's always got to be on.
But don't take your shirt off.
Agreed.
Like, I mean, he has a say in the wardrobe. He is not, you know, beholden to that look. And it just, I don't know. I'm just all about first impression, you know? But moving on.
I mean, I do feel you, sis. It's like when a woman wears clothing that exposes too much of her assets. So I guess the same rule applies to the male species as it does to the female species. Gentlemen, ladies, it's advisable that you leave something to the imagination. Everyone loves a little bit of mystery.
I agree. And speaking of mystery, like, mm-hmm. there was no mystery on where the curves fell on these women.
Mm.
You know, all of them with their, most of them, I should say, with their tight dresses. I mean, you know, Winter stood out to me because she was concerned about whether her dress would help her stay at the resort. And I'm wondering why she's not relying on that beautiful personality, her gorgeous face. She looks so youthful. Like,
mm-hmm.
40? 40 mm-hmm. women do that at. You mm-hmm. understand?
So you know that black don't crack, right?
Well, you know, I'm just saying. I'm focused on the fact that we see these women spinning around in the tight dresses. And
like Alicia, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll admit, I do wear tight clothing sometimes to accentuate the curves. But I don't lead with it, you know, and I just find it, I don't know. I just find it disappointing that she didn't realize how gorgeous she is.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
So basically what I'm hearing from you, sis, is that you got a word on her citrus-hued attire.
I'm just saying, we can move on. Moving on.
Okay, I mean, hey. We got to remember, let's keep things in perspective here. Men are visual creatures. So they have to like what they see in order for them to continue in the conversation and the pursuit of a female. They got to like what they see. Let's be real.
And they got to like what they hear. So
true.
Ultimately decides whether they will go or ride. And, you know, Simone sticks out in my head because to me, she's gorgeous. Great personality, but according to especially David, her conversation is trash. So here you are, an attorney, intelligent, beautiful, but you're leading with the, do you have a passport? And I'm sausage and I'm famished. Like, Come on, ladies.
Woo!
No, seriously, I can't front. I've been known to say things that I later wish, why did I say that? What was I thinking? So I can understand that. And I do appreciate that she has self-awareness, because she did kind of say, wow, I didn't realize that I was coming off in that way.
Not only was it getting hot up in there, but she got the body to cold rock the party. Okay, let's just point that out.
Well, she got the body to rock the party and the profession and the beauty, but she ended up in the bottom too, right? So we have to really no shade, throw up the blinds, because I'm trying to shed some light on how we can, mess up our chances in love.
I got the knowledge, the check has been deposited.
Boom. Next.
Okay, so what was your thoughts about Simone?
No, we already covered her. So, I guess the check bounced and you didn't get that knowledge fully.
The knowledge wasn't born. Okay, I got you. So let's talk about Denise over here. Denise, what do you think about Denise?
Man, I am so tired of hearing about the egos, and I walk into the room. I'm looking at you, Adriana. Women need to just be quietly confident. Understand? She was mad at Rashid, my man Rashid, the Tommy lookalike, because he came off too cocky. But here she is talking about her 5'10 ego. Which one is it, boo?
So I think with Denise, I'll say that, a lot of us women, we have our struggles, especially women who are a little bit more melanated than others. We have a little bit more struggle than others. And then on top of that, she's tall. And I thought she was an absolutely beautiful woman. I would definitely say that I can appreciate the fact that her and Kelfani, they got along very well, or at least it appeared that they got along very well. However, one of the things that I did disagree with, and I'd like to know what your feedback is on it. She had mentioned, this wasn't even a date. This was their first interaction with each other. She mentioned the fact that she had experienced domestic violence in her previous relationship. Let me know what you think, sis.
I think that Denise needs to sit back and really assess how she comes across, right? Because it really is about what we say and not how we think on the inside. You can think that you're confident, think that you're coming across powerfully, but by mentioning that within, like you said, not even the first date, it's not advisable. I was disappointed with that, because keep it light and see if the person is worth confiding in. As we can see based on the previews, the brother's gonna be quite a player. So here you did, you did like him, you're revealing something early because you want to create that connection, but there was not a foundation built before you revealed. And I can relate to, sort of trusting someone because you have a great vibe, but they have to earn that trust.
But I will say in Denise's defense is that the fact of the matter is that with most of us, we want to be honest from the very beginning. We don't want to hide. We don't want to play any games. And I mean, these are mature people. You know what I'm saying? These are not people in their 20s. These are people that are really looking to settle down and find someone significant that they can create a family with. So I do appreciate the fact that she was like, let me be straightforward. However, I think something as serious as domestic violence, the fact that she even mentioned that the person that she was previously involved with, she could have ultimately lost her life, I thought that was really significant. What I would say is that with Denise, I wish her all the best. I hope that she is engaged in some type of therapeutic services and she's getting and receiving the help that she needs.
Amen. I'm in full agreement, because unless someone, let's say they were play fighting, you know, and then he got a little too rough, then I can see, you know, that kind of information being shared. But when it's light and new, keep it light and new until he earns your trust. Yeah. So,
But I could appreciate the fact that Denise and Kelfani got really, really comfortable, and she felt comfortable enough to share that aspect of her life with him. But yes, I agree with you, sis. Moving on. Let's move on to Raymond. What do you think about Raymond?
Well, the fountain of youth and the fountain of kids.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He got both going on. Like, he looks great for his age.
Absolutely. I can't argue with you on that point.
But I want to argue with him on introducing his affiliation with Tank and Genuine and thinking he was going to impress the ladies with that. Once again, leading with something artificial.
Now, why do I feel like I just continue to play devil's advocate? You understand what I'm saying? This is how I'm feeling, sis. I just feel like the fact of the matter is that a lot of people identify us and they associate with us due to our associations, really. Like, people are gonna gravitate to us due to our association. So the fact that he's connected to Tank, he's connected to Genuine, and I mean genuinely connected to Genuine, okay? So,
however, go ahead.
However, he's not really focused on himself. He's focused on the fact that he is associated by these people. And it's not even on a personal level. It's on a professional level. But see, that might explain why he got five children. So, you know, I'm not trying to diss dude, but if you are showcasing the fact that you are associated with certain people, what's your mindset like? You understand what I'm saying? I'd like to hear what your thoughts are on that as well.
Well, that goes back to, if I have to impress you with the people I know, then you're not a person I want to know.
Woo! Can you say that again, please? Can you say that again?
Dang, I should have wrote it down. I forgot. But, you know, the main thing I want to say about anyone who's dating is, I think I said something about, if I have to impress you with the people I know, then I don't want to know you. Something like
that. Woo!
But I do have to give him credit for showcasing his kids. These fathers on the show, they're really bringing it, and I do appreciate that they want to let it be known I am a father, you know, so that touched me. I do appreciate that part.
Not for nothing, I think that Raymond and Alicia will make a pretty decent couple. I'm not making any predictions right now. I'm just saying that the fact that Alicia, she stated that she has two children. She seems like she is done. Yeah. And the fact that Raymond has his five children and he appears that he's done, I think that they might make a pretty decent match. I don't know what the future holds, but that's just in my mind how I envision it.
No, I got you. Now, let's talk about what I envision. Speaking of vision and visual artists.
Okay. Sam. He was definitely an acquired taste. He's an acquired taste.
Oh, my. So, I just want to say to all the parents out there, I love that you teach your children to be proud of who they are and, you know, make sure they know their royalty. However, the outcome is usually that they see others as peasants. Like, he is not able to connect with people because he was taught that he's royalty.
Ooh.
So there has to be a fine line between royalty and respect for others who may not be on your so-called level. I think that he was stiff. I felt sorry for him. You know, not sorry for him. Let me not say that. Sorry, Sam. I just felt bad for him because he was not connecting with people and he didn't really have the self-awareness to understand what's holding him back.
And, you know, I will say that I agree. I have some other opinions on it that I'm not going to really go into. But the
fact that we're on a limited time schedule. But go ahead.
I mean, the fact that he was grilling Shay about being a chef, yeah, it was just kind of odd, because my thing is, when you think about a chef, right? You think about someone that cooks, and not just that they cook. You think about the fact that, I don't know about anybody else, but I know that when I cook from, I'm not a chef by any stretch of the imagination. However, when I cook, when I put those spices and those ingredients together, I'm coming from a place of love. I want to nourish. I want to fortify the people that I'm feeding. And so for him to really kind of grill her, no pun intended, about the fact that, you know, she's a chef and all of this stuff, it was just like he was making a mountain out of a mole. He was making a molehill out of a mountain, or a mountain out of a molehill, excuse me. So Shay appeared to be kind of put off by his inquisition.
Got it.
And so he just came off as quite awkward. I mean, it was interesting.
Clearly.
That's an understatement. My bad.
Understatement, and he out. Like, he out, so I don't want to, no offense, but I don't want our podcast to cut us off.
Okay, so moving on. Let's talk about Joy and her no fixer upper statement.
I feel Joy. Like,
I thought she was beautiful. I loved the hair. I loved her outfit. I especially loved her outfit because she had on a pantsuit and she was covered up. She had on a little wrap blazer and she had a pantsuit. And she was actually the first single that was introduced to us, along with Kalfani. And I liked Kalfani's reaction to her when he saw her. So I thought that she was absolutely beautiful. But I mean, she had went into, I don't want no fixer uppers. I like to hear what you think about that, sis. Let's go.
Let's go. So I think that it's perfectly fine to not want to have to build a man. But I do think there's something to be said for a man that you build a foundation with together, as long as he's not holding you down, bringing you down. I often meet, you know, six-figure women or women who feel, you know, he can't make less than and he must be white collar. They're more concerned with the color of the collar instead of the character of his heart. So I'm not mad at her, but I hope she does not limit herself by overlooking the man who may not be a clear choice. Because of his financial situation. So again, don't hold a man up. Like, you know, he has to hold his own, but don't discount him either if he's a hardworking brother.
But it's so funny when you say this about Joy, for some reason, you bring me right back to Winter, where she was talking about, you got a passport? Asking dudes if they have a passport.
Oh, that was Simone.
My bad.
You're good, because I mean, it's hard to distinguish because a lot of women are like this, you know, not all, but a lot of women are leading with this idea, I'm worldly and I deserve this. And I feel you, sis, but you're turning off the man and that's why you're single. Point blank. You know, I've seen it happen too often. So moving on.
What do you think about the Jay? He gave me Floyd Mayweather vibes. I won't say he's exactly a doppelganger for Floyd Mayweather, but you can see that, right?
I'm not mad at you. And I can see him and Joy together. I think they're absolutely adorable together.
That'd be nice.
The chemistry was coming through my screen, my sister.
If I'm not mistaken, he was engaged in real estate. That was his profession. And he just, you know what's so funny? Because this show talks about Ready to Love. And one of the themes that we discuss here is, how ready are people to love? Right. And for some reason, he resonates with that energy that he is ready to love. Yep. You know what I mean? A lot of times, I'm sorry, sis. Go ahead.
No. I feel you. I'm agreeing. Like, he's not a clout chaser. As far as we know, please don't prove us wrong, Jay. We believe in you, my brother. But no, he doesn't have that clout chasing energy, you know? It seems like he really wants love. Now, that's a shame that Kelfani ain't in that boat, because he might type, okay? He might type.
Well, if we talking about types here, David is fine like a monk. Mother, father, that's all I'm saying. David was.
You think you as a city girl can mess with a country boy?
Hell yeah, because I'm ready to leave the city. This little bitty ready to leave the city. Okay, all right. That's all I'm saying.
You silly. Oh my gosh. Well, yo, book a flight. I'll come through. Just to look, because I don't do players, and Kelfani looks like a player. And I can't wait to see how this all plays out. So,
well, you already got an inkling of what it is, sis. Yes. All right? That's all I'm saying. So since you already have an inkling of what it is, then you need to reconsider what your interests are. That's all I'm saying.
I just like to look. This is a show. I'm just looking. I won't touch. Trust me on that. But anyway, I think we are running out of time.
I'm hoping the best for David, but if David, he doesn't find anyone, I might decide to make a trip to Houston and search him out. Actually, he's not even from Houston. He's a real country boy, but he's finer than a mother father. So anyway, all right. So, I look forward to seeing what's in store for us next week with the next episode. I'm really looking forward to it. You know, the great thing about the next week's episode is that it's going to be the second installment of when the single hopefuls get to know each other a little bit better. They've been on the resort a little bit longer and they've been able to mix, mingle, and we'll see what happens. You know what I'm saying?
Time will tell.
Absolutely. Yes. So until next time, our people, thank you for tuning in to the Sisters Sofa. We appreciate you actually coming in, listening to our first episode. We'd like to know what you think. Our email is actually in the Reese, RSS. So you can always feel free to contact us. Tell us what you think. If there's anything that you want us to discuss, if you think there's anything that we need to improve on, let us know. We are not adverse to constructive criticism. Thank you.
Let's build.
All right.
With that note, good night.
Peace.